you know, on those things, Sharia is old. Now it's 15th century. No, my brothers and sisters. Quran will remain the same. Sharia will remain the same. Ahkam and rules and regulations of the Islam will remain the same till the Yawm al-Qiyamah, no matter how advanced the time and the people will go. Ahkam will remain the same. So we have to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way shown by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every footstep of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every Mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is great sunnah. Don't disregard, this is just the sunnah, this is small sunnah. It's okay if you don't practice on it. No, my brothers. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala known to sacrifice their life for one sunnah. They had the value of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their lives. That's why they were successful. That's why they became radiallahu anhum. Allah became pleased with them. Why? Because blindly they followed the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Uswatun hasana. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared that for you people, mankind, till the Yawm al-Qiyamah, is perfect example to follow in the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow him, foot by foot. Don't argue. Don't use your logic. You have not that understanding. You don't have that much of knowledge. So we have to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our daily lives. Then only Allah will be pleased with us. So anyway, so when this situation came arise, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that, O Musa, what you have in your hand, always Musa alayhi salam used to have the stick in his hand. So it is the sunnah to have the stick in our hand. If we become older, there are so many benefits of the stick. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam has mentioned Surah Al-Taha when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him simple question. Wama tilka bi yaminika ya Musa? One question. Wama tilka bi yaminika ya Musa? O Musa, what is there in your hand? Allah knows everything. قال هي عصاي اتوقع عليها واهش بها على غنمي ولي فيها معارب اخرى. So Musa alayhi salam started counting benefits of the stick. He could give one simple answer, this is the stick, ya Allah. No? And why? Allah explained why he was prolonging his talk, his dialogue. He said he wanted to have the blessing of conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah focusing on it, Allah asking him, this great opportunity, I must say, I'll tell you, as long as I can, I know this opportunity again. So he keep adding benefits of this. So we Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Musa, strike onto the water with the stick. Again, there is no logic. If a person is smart enough, he say, what it means to strike onto the water, you cannot, you know, cut the water with the stick. Water cannot, you know, get stick sliced by the stick. It's nonsense. Doesn't make sense. But due to the Kalimullah, he was Ulul Azma, Rasul of Allah. He never said anything. He never thought anything. He just followed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and without thinking, he strike onto the water. And now when he strike onto the water, now the miracle appeared. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not show miracle until we follow 100% without our logic. So when he strike onto the water, now the water split into the 12 paths. One strike and 12 paths. Why 12 paths? Because Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam has 12 sons, and those 12 sons became Bani Israel. So every son has his own progeny, his own tribe, his own khandan, his own family. So they should not fight with each other. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for them. Okay, every tribe, every khandan, every family will have his own path. So don't interfere with others. Go through with your path. Like if we have four sons or daughters in the house, everyone needs a car. So we have to buy four cars so they don't fight and take key of each other. Four cell phones, four laptops, Right? That's how it is in today's time. So it is not new, it is from the olden days. Everyone needs his own position. Anyway, so 12 bands, and they all pass through miraculously through that water. Same water, same river. Now Pharaoh came to the bank of the river. He is watching, observing. Look at it. The water is split, and Bani Israel is crossing. Let me follow them. So he came into the water with his horses and whatever they have, and whole army is you know following Pharaoh. And as they came into the middle of the water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to come into the water. And as they came into the middle of the water, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded water to be come as it was before. And they all drowned, including Pharaoh. And then Musa alayhi salam revealed to Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salam, I'm going to make this, the dead body of Pharaoh alive till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. It will not be perished. It will not be destroyed in the sand. Normally our feet are rebirth in power. What is destroyed in the day of the time is Allah should have seen the more to the yes. Still, dead body is the same. In fact, if people go see and they wonder how it is. This is the Qudrat of Allah. Anyway, so when they cross through this, then Musa alayhi salam thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show his gratitude, and he started fasting. And that day when this incident took place was the Yawm Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. So Musa alayhi salam started fasting, and he commanded Bani Israel to fast on the 10th of Muharram. So in Makkah Mukarramah, prior to Islam, all the Mushrikeen used to fast on the 10th of Muharram. And according to some riwayat that Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated, that the Ashura, the fasting of the Ashura was compulsory, faraz upon the Muslims in the beginning period of Islam. Because Ramadan became compulsory after migration, after the Hijrah, in the second year after Hijrah in Madinah Munawwara. All 13 years in Makkah Mukarrama, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba Ikram radhiyallahu ta'ala alaihi ajma'in, they all used to fast at the faraz and compulsory fast on Yawm Ashura. That was the faraz, compulsory. No one can miss it. That's how virtuous this day is. And Rasulullah used to fast always on the Yawm Ashura. Once he migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated. Then we came to Madinah Munawwara and he found there were Jewish people living in Yathrib, Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Quraiz, Banu Nadir, Banu Quraiza. These tribes were living there, they were waiting for the final messenger according to Torah. And majority of the people were Jewish, and they were controlling the economy and everything. So when Rasulullah came to Madina Munawwara, he found these people were fasting Yawm Ashura. So he asked Ansar, Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu, why these people are fasting today? What's the significance? So they replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are fasting because they believe in this Yawm Ashura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted victory to Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel and drowned Fir'aun and his army. So out of appreciation, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every year they fast in this holy day of Yawm Ashura. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am more worthy of Musa alayhi salam, he is my brother, than you people. Then he fasted and he commanded Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala might also keep on fasting. But now the Sharia has changed. Before, the fasting of Ashura in Makkah Mukarramah was compulsory. But now in Madinah Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has replaced the fasting of holy month of Ramadan, the whole month of Ramadan, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba lil ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. This ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah was revealed in Madinah Munawwara. So after this ayat was revealed, they started fasting the whole month of Ramadan as a compulsory fast. So now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them choice. This is the nafal, this is the optional fast of Ashura. Whoever will fast, he will get the reward. Whoever will not fast, he has the choice. He will get no sin. So since then, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always encouraged Sahaba radiallahu anhu to fast, So they always used to fast on Yawm Ashura. What is the reward and fadila of Yawm Ashura? In one of the hadiths, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the afdal siyam ba'da Ramadan, the best fasting after the month of Ramadan is Shahrullah, is the fasting of Muharram al-Haram. We should not only fast on the 10th of Muharram. We should not only fast on Ashura. Rather, we fast several days of Ashura, of Muharram, as many days. Because every day of fasting has very great reward. Especially, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged to fast on Yom Ashura. According to another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that, I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sins of one whole year of past. Past, Mazi, the whole year of past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all just by fasting this one day of Yom Ashura. But then he said that you must oppose the Yahud and Nasara because they are also fasting on Yom Ashura. And we are Muslims. We should not follow them. We should not imitate them, even in the ibadah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you must add one extra day, whether you fast on the 9th and 10th, or on the 10th and 11th. And according to one riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if I will alive next year, then inshallah I will also fast for 2 days, 9 and 10. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away in that same year, so he had no chance to fast for 2 days. But this is what his advice, this is what his admonishing, that you should fast 2 days instead of 1 day and oppose the Jewish and the Nasara. Now one of the hadiths Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, whoever man wasa'a ala 'iyalihi yawm ashura wasa'a Allahu alayhi fi sa'iri sanatihi, that whoever spend little extra money on yawm ashura upon his family, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the barakah and blessing in his risk and sustenance and rest of the year. So to grab this opportunity, we should not only cook halwa. That is also bid'ah, is not proven by hadith that you must cook halwa on Yom Ashura and halim and whatever they are cooking. Regardless, they spend some extra money, buy some gifts, some clothing, some shoes for your kids and for your wife, make her happy. So whole, this is also one of the clue I'm giving you today, the married couples, you know. If you make happy on your wife on the Yom Ashura, Allah will make her happy rest of the year. You will out of trouble. So you want to be, you know, peaceful life, then spend some money on your spouse. On your, spend some money on your honey on the 10th of Muharram. Then rest of the year you will have the sweetness of your relationship. May Allah give us both.